which came into his heart through his mouth. Mouth and heart are no different. This is absolute. Born in the mouth, born in the heart, and they become one in this way, and they pass times of oneness. One candle, two wicks. One stem, two flowers. They're one in purple, and they become two eternally in order to enjoy pastimes. Radha Krishna Pramaya Vakiti, Radhini Shakti, Asma. They pass on all the two Buddhist para, Devam, the whole soul. That supreme one, Radha Krishna Pramaya, the love of Radha and Krishna, is a transformation of Radhini Shakti. Radhini Shakti, Asma. That is, by the mercy of Srimati Radhika, his pastimes are going on. So, after he takes the prasad, then he takes his remnant, then as we read in the Bhajabhata Tibhatsa or Sri Gaura Hari poem, after the devotees in the hut in India sing during the offering of Bodha as the 12 new offering, that after Srimati Radhika takes the remnant, then her sati takes, then her mandiris also takes. And then they come out in their sadhaka form and distribute that prasadam to the devotees. So, if Srimati Radhika is taking Krishna's remnant in Yavat, after it comes, after Dhanitra brings it from Mandagam, then Krishna doesn't get it again. However, if they're both taking prasad during the middle of the day in Radhakund, then even after she takes his prasad, then he wants the Maha 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 prasad, and he wants it again from her. Then there's more love in him. More power. And then, whenever that's distributed, that's very powerful prasadam. That's why it's described that the prasadam of the pure devotees is Maha Maha prasadam. Because, as we hear about the mandiris, who are, as Srimad Madhavamaya mentioned this morning, Siddhatma. Siddhatma means just as when you put an iron rod into the fire, at first it's iron, but then it gets hotter, hotter, and hotter. Then it becomes red hot, and then it actually becomes of the quality of the fire. Our Srila Prabhupada said, if you don't believe me, then touch it and you'll see. So Siddhartha means one with the qualities of. So the mandiris are one with the qualities of Srimati Radhika. That means they're also experiencing some variety to a certain extent of Madhavanati Mahabhava. In some ways, even more than Lalita and Vishwasa. I know I'm just saying words, but words are better than silence. So, everything that Radha and Krishna experience back and forth, when the mandiris, after serving the satis, when they honor the prasadam, then all of that, all of those pastimes, all of those moods have entered their hearts, and they're experiencing all those ecstasies when taking prasadam. So when we say that prayer, Maha Prasada Govinda, we're praying for that karma dantana, that kind of karma bhakti. And because our gurus are in that line, and in their spiritual career, they're tasting all those moods, the potential is there that by honoring their remnant, that will also come. species. What is the water that has washed the lotus feet of the pure devotees? What is the dust of the lotus feet? And what is his Mahaprasada Mani? Of all powerful substances, these are the three most powerful. And Haripatar is even more powerful, Mahaprasada. So, when Krishna is taking the picture, these are the things that are going on. And the Satis and Mandis get the remnant, then that is going on. And that is what we want to go on, and that's what it means to serve Krishna, it means to pray. Just like Guru said, don't chant Hare Krishna, but serve the Holy Name. Don't chant the Holy Name, but serve the Holy Name. And how to serve the Holy Name? By remembering the pastime and remembering the services, the pastime services of the Ishtadevi of your particular swarup, your particular relationship with Krishna. He's the head of all in that relationship. And our line is Rupa Goswami, going to Sri Sriya, Rupa Manjari, remembering his services. It's not sufficient to remember the pastime. They should be remembered along with the service of that associate who we want to follow. And then praying their prayers for the ability, for the mercy to be able to follow that in some future life. On one hand, there are two things that are going on. On one hand, the humility of thinking that I'm going to be qualified for this in millions of births, and simultaneously not being able to live a moment without it. That if I don't get it in the next moment, then I die, like a fish out of water. So these are the two things to pray for, also, while chanting. So, in Mahaprasada, another prayer to Mahaprasada. O Mahaprasada, in the same mood, or in service to the same mood, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu honored you and served you, please allow me to do that in the same way. And how does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take you side? It is described in Antarita chapter 16. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies Mahaprasada that these substances used to be material, but now in these ingredients there are uncommon fragrances. What fragrance is in there? Is it the fragrance of pizza? Or is it the fragrance of Ravana? No. It's the fragrance of Radharani garland. It's the fragrance of the musk decorations on Krishna. It's the fragrance of the kumkum on Srimati Radhika. In that way, these fragrances, because Mahaprasada is known different from Radha and Krishna. And it takes just tasting and see the difference in experience. So what is the taste? The taste is the taste of that kind of love. As Krishna tastes Srimati Radhika, but moreover, as Srimati Radhika tastes Krishna, that taste is in Mahaprasada, when Mahaprasada is tasted. I never understood what this verse meant until I met Sri Vedas, although I had been reading it for many years in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that to get Mahaprasada is very rare. One gets Mahaprasada and is able to taste Mahaprasada after many, many millions of services. Just like now, our services are not bhakti, but they're sukriti. Because bhakti means, the real meaning of bhakti is anabhilasa prasanna, pure bhakti, bhakti, or pure siddha bhakti. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing. Apart from the taste, even if fragrance freezes the mind and makes one forget any other sweetness besides them. When this is spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radhika, and she's taken to God with her friend, her sati, Sunyava. And she's chasing with the child with them. And she's uttering all these things. But when we say these verses, we don't follow Srimati Radharani or Srimati Mahaprabhu. We want to follow Rupa Goswami and Rupa Mahaprabhu. That's why we don't generally read the books of Vidyapati and Sannidas, although they're very beautiful and bona fide books, and we read sometimes, particularly when they're quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So why does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always want to hear Radharananda and Sri Dhanabhai singing the songs of Vidyapati and Sannidas? Because they're all in the mood of Krishna Charitamrita. Because they're in the mood of Radharani singing to Krishna. We want the mood of the Manjari singing to Radha and Krishna. So, our understanding is like that. That that taste is not only Krishna, because Radharani is telling her friends that I forget all my shyness, my shame, my consideration of abuse from society and criticism of society, my pratidharma, my chastity to husband, all these I forget. All the happiness of the material world I forget. And all the obstacles to learning to meet Krishna despite all obstacles immediately disappear by the taste of this Mahaprasad. Just like you may have read in the Vaini Deep, one gopi is telling her friend, because Krishna is now coming back from childhooding or leaving for childhooding, that, come, let's come very close so we can see Krishna with his sour boys as he's playing his flute. And the other gopi says, no, I can't, my superiors are here. So the other gopi says, no, come anyway. Because if you come close to that flute playing, that flute playing itself will manage everything and will forget all obstacles, all shyness, all things. Everything will be done for you. And Srimati Radhika is speaking in this way. And she says, this Mahaprasad is so powerful that not only does it make me forget all of my material, as what she had in it, all of my material happiness, but and distress, but it's even greater than the emotions of meeting and separation from Krishna. This Mahaprasad is none different from the embracing of Krishna or the kissing of Krishna. Krishna's words are absolute. He's kissing, he's fruit playing, he's taking Mahaprasad, he's giving his remnant, and he's speaking in Bhagavatam, or breathing Bhagavatam. Are all non-different. So the Prabhupada writes in one booklet of the second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam that the result of hearing from the mouth of Krishna, from the lips of Krishna, when you successfully come to the graduation point, or successful in hearing from the lips of Krishna, you experience that this is non-different from the kiss of Krishna. But you won't be interested, because you'll be a maid servant of Radharani. You won't be at all interested. Well, hi, my mother. they came to check me from. Then, an uncommon, greatly enchanting fragrance and taste that make one forget all other experiences are attributes of Krishna's lips. So this is what one tastes when he turns Krishna's aside. And here's how we come to Vedanta, all knowledge, O Mahaprasad. You can give all knowledge. Because Krishna is speaking all knowledge. Bhagavad Gita, the ABCs of his knowledge. And Mahaprasad is also coming from those same lips. So all knowledge is there. Then, for many, many verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Srimati Radhika is glorifying the lips of Krishna by tasting prasad. This is like an opening up. Prasad indeed is a friend to the deep meanings of the Hare Krishna mantra and the pastimes that are within the mantra. It's opening up, it's taking the cues and opening up the lock of the mantra. This is also opening up the lock of the taste of Mahaprasad. O hero of charity, please deliver unto us the nectar of your lips. That nectar increases lusty desires for enjoyment and diminishes lamentation in the material world. Kindly give us the nectar of your lips, which are touched by the transcendentally vibrating truth. For that nectar makes all human beings forget all other attachments. That's from Gopiji. And there are so many verses that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is reciting from Gopiji, where the gopis are envious of the fruit, because it's always drinking the nectar of Krishna's lips, and Krishna is always drinking the nectar of the fruit's lips also. And this is our property, they say. So they're envious that the fruit is able to do that because it's not impeded by society's sense of knowledge, as the gopis think that they are. Now, here's also why it's very important to have a guru, Shiksha and Dikshya guru, who are in that realm of Rupa Goswami and Rupa Mandiri. Because when we recite the mantras for offerings, when we brahmana, those who receive Dikshya mantras, recite the mantras for offerings, Nairvedyam, Bodha, Srirada, and Krishna, they realize that they have no qualification for making any offering. Because Krishna is not a picture. Krishna is not on a stone material altar. He's always in the lotus environment. So, although he manifests in the form of the picture, but he's not picture. We can approach the picture, but we can't approach Krishna and serve him. In fact, real service begins when we're in those advanced stages of training. Only then can we enter into the gardens or palaces of Radha and Krishna and serve them there. So the Brahmana meditates. While he himself is saying the mantras, he's meditating on his further serving according to the qualification of the sadhaka. He said, I asked Surudeva in the presence of someone who, it turned out he was against Surudeva, so that's why he didn't have much qualification. But I didn't realize that at the time. So I asked Surudeva in front of him, what is the meaning, what is the rustic meaning of offering the lamb, saying whether to offer the lamb at Archie. So he simply answered by saying, as many of the levels of devotee there are, that's how many levels of meaning there are. So depending on our own arikari or qualification, our meditation will be different. And as the word I said this morning, to, what's your name, what was your question? Are there any students? That depending on one's qualification, the devotee will either pray that I'm so wretched, please give me a place for the holy name, or I will think of going around Govardhan, Jamuna, Navadvip, and Parikrama. Or if he has more qualification, he'll think of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And if he has more qualification, then he'll think of the pastimes of Vipamandri and his services to Radha and Krishna, and pray to enter those services. So he said, as many devotees as there are, there's that many different meanings of the offering of the land, either my offering or the Lisa's offering. I forgot what I was mentioning. And many meanings. So, I'm saying the mantra and my dear Dave is making the offering. I finished that. I asked, what is the meaning of the land? And he said, as many levels of devotees, there are that many meanings. So surely, there's more than one meaning than we're saying the mantra for offering the Buddha in our writing. Ishat no writing. Same thing, Radhakrishna, then Soha, Ramana. I'm saying the mantra, but I have no qualification for offering the Sarada and Krishna. And just another incidental side note. Gurudev was stressing so much, particularly in Australia, because he was giving many Krishna classes there, that in the second verse of many Krishna, Sri Radhanath Das Goswami says, O mind, always remember that Sakti Sena, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is not different from Nandasena. Nandisura Patin Sutadeva, Guru Ram, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from the Vrinda Nandan Sri Krishna, and he is the greatest guru. And in so many dialogues with Sri Ramananda, Sanatana Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Vena Bhattacharya, with Subodhananda Saraswati, Prakashananda Saraswati, he's guru. And he's teaching to worship Radha and Krishna. But he is Radha and Krishna, who came as guru to teach how to worship themselves. So they're one. There's no need to worship them separately. We worship Mahaprabhu by worshiping Radha and Krishna. So, surely, when we make the offering, there's no need to offer to Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna separately. By one mantra, that everyone is taken care of. If I worship them separately, Gauranga and Radha Krishna, my bhakti is not ekantika, but ekantika, one planted. And in order to reach the goal of life, does it then? My bhakti has to be one planted. So if I worship Gauranga separately and Radha Krishna separately, it's not one thing. When I sing the songs, it doesn't mean I don't sing the songs to Gaurangapada. Without singing the songs to Gaurangapada, there's no question of approaching Radha and Krishna. But you notice that all the songs to Gaurangapada are all in relation to them giving service to Radha and Krishna. Then Guru Dev says, so now, even if we worship Gauranga, the same as Radha and Krishna, still, if we just worship Radha and Krishna, still there's two. How can we be one planted if there's two? Can anybody say? So I raised my hand as usual and said, Sakti Sakti Matayala Veda, that the energy and the energetic are not different. So he said, they're not different, but with solar cells. So how can our battery become non-plastic? And we worship God and Krishna. First we worship God, then it's non-plastic. And through Krishna, in relation to our non-plastic experience. It's a very nice lecture that we have on the internet, and maybe we can go out to on this subject and have it in a book for this month, so we don't want to talk to you. Clearly, just by us being lost in mind to Radha and Krishna, we have to do is also included, and then we remember that who is he? Krishna, and we need our taste in Radha and his life. So many realizations come that at one activity of making them known and welcome. So, I meditate either on our day days, coming to our qualification, serving in this offering in this stratosphere to the deities, and their deity sphere, or if the qualification is higher, then the meditation is on the day in his sati days, sati days. Offering the Narayana to Radha and Krishna in the Kundal, or in Mandadam, or in Yaga. And how he, after the prasadam is given to Srimati Radhika, and as he's honoring Krishna's Mahaprasada, the Sri Gurudev is serving in so many ways, standing there. Giving her drinking water with rose water with camphor to drink after the meal, washing her mouth, washing her feet, during the meal, lighting incense. So many services. These are all in relation to the Gurudev and Mahaprasada. So these are nice meditations for offering, and then at the time of saying the Mahaprasad prayer, we got Mahaprasad, and we're ready for that in the world. So these are very nice meditations from the Prasad. Now, Srimati Vishaka Devi, she also gave some sharing and meditation during Prasad. Is Krishna the new Mrs. Michael? Would you like to share something? Personality and often then two separate traits for myself. And not thinking that Jaranda is nothing but Krishna in the middle of our own. So then you can also think like that because I'll explain about Jaranda for a moment. No? Is that it? No? Yes? Okay, Mahaprasad is not different from the pastime than the plate that the Prasadam is on becomes not different from the real stone of Radha and Krishna. The last little stone, last starlet, and last little, no one can say that it's not going on in that plate. But that's actually Mahaprasad. And so this is meditated according to one's qualification, but when one is qualified, because as Gurudev said, you think about the boat, you hear about the boat, and then you really try to make it get there. So then when watching the plate, we can remember how the memory sweeps the places of pastime of Radha and Krishna, and maternal pastimes, and frontal lila, radical lila, and sometimes they find So they are doing an activity. We can't do that activity. But those activities are going on when we're feeling the Spirit. And we can pray that that will come to us. Is that correct? Or would you like to add something? So are there any questions? In Mark, not that everyone follows it necessarily, because actually a rule in Mark that no one speaks during the serving of Mahaprasad unless it's prior to power. Because it's an offense to people are just on front and some in front of their days, and I'm just having a conversation about cars and anything with a devotee, laundry or anything. So the consciousness that this is actually Radha Krishna and my Gurudev is also in the Sattva. Of course, his lips also taste of it. And also running his lips. So it's also mixed with him. He also is non-different from his mood. In this world, everyone is made of mood. Our bodies are made of our material mood. And this is concerned by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, where he says that whatever you think of at the time of death, you achieve that state without fail. Just as the air carries aroma from one place to another. Similarly, the mental conceptions carry the soul from one body to another, and thus suggest a specific set of senses centered about the mind. Like if he's very lusty, then and his mood is like that, then he may get the whole body of a camel. He likes to eat thorny pigs. Because the thorns cut their tongue and the blood mixed with the taste of the thorns is very tasty. So Prabhupada said that's like eating your own blood at the time of lusty activities. So our moods in this world make our bodies are made of our moods. Just like they say, you get cancer if you're holding resentment and anger. So that man starts looking like the Dorothy Lowe. Or if you're, as Prabhupada said in the beginning of the movement, if we're petting our dog this way and that way, in love, then we don't know that we get a dog's body in our next life. And Gurudev also says that sometimes, according to his audience. Similarly, in the spiritual world, the bodies are made of meat. And the bodies of the main 17 Matriarchal, right by Gurudev, and his first career are all made of Madhumasa Mahabharata, all those moods. And those moods go into the Pushkar. So we, and he's also in the pastime that are the Pushkar. So Gurudev is also there. So therefore, devotees on the Pushkar very meditatively and quietly and try to remember. In the same way that they try to remember these things while chanting Prabhupada. If you think all of the silence, everything that you think that we should be thinking about about the silence, and not the silence, if you think all those things in Prabhupada, that's good Prabhupada. Are there any other questions? The question is that in my vision is the food stuff. What are the other things? What are the deep meanings of the other things? Like Asmanian, Padjan, Sushan, all the other they were speaking last night. Everything that you do, everything that you give away and charity, everything that you eat should be done for me. This is a donation. You should donate your thing to me. And I'm sadly thinking, I'm donating my thing to Christmas. So our son needs donation. I'm giving I with my body and serving Christmas with my paraphernalia. Please accept this offering that I'm giving to you. So how can our son turn into Bajan? There's a process. That is why doing the arson, instead of Bajan means Bajan Vedana. Your full self is offered and your whole being, your soul is serving in these passions. When Bajan is complete, there are also different levels of Bajan. Bhajan in Sadhan, Bhajan in Bhav, and Bhajan in Sing. So, if you think of the deep meaning behind the paraphernalia and activities, that helps to turn our son into Bhajan. I'll give just a couple of examples, and the Sakya Deity has many, many, many examples written in direct form that Sakya Deity shared with her. I'll share a couple. For example, when Krishna is coming home from cowherding, when he is fed all the land. So in our time, I'm thinking I'm offering the land. So maybe I'm offering warmth to Krishna, or maybe I'm offering the living entity in the fire to Krishna. What do you think when you offer the land? Do you think anything? But in your advance, you should think that actually Jatara is offering the land, and I'm seeing Jatara offering the land. Because Krishna has come home from cowherding, and when Jatara wants to see if there's any scratches on Krishna's face or chest, or any, sometimes when he rubs against a branch, there's like carbon in the branch, and that comes from Krishna. If he wants to see if any coloring from Govardhan or Vrindavan forest, or any scratches on his face, if his lamp is like a light. And if it is, he gets upset. But I told these boys not to wreck it. Well, run so fast that they get scratched by these bushes. He knows what's actually happening, because mothers know everything. But she makes herself think like this, that it's coming from the tower boys. Wrestling and running fast into the bushes. And if I'm on a higher level, then I may think that, oh, what is that performing this archery with the land? To see if Radha and Krishna have any scratches. And if they see the scratches, they stop and become so happy. So, this is one example. Vishama also has submitted in Sukhasvani's service of Radha and Krishna. Do Vishama, they're moving around fervently. So their only desire is the meeting of Radha and Krishna. So when they do Vishama, Radha and his servants may come over to Krishna, and it's the best service to Krishna. He feels that his life is successful. And there are so many others that he can explain or can be explained in a later class, or if anybody is fortunate to read some of those things. From Elizabeth's family, excuse me. Right. Maybe not very young. Right. From Rupabhas Brahma. Not even from Krishna Mahaprabhu. Not even from Gadadhar Pandit. Not even from Surya Dhanada. They're not Rupabhas. See, they said they're not Rupabhas. They're the Guru of Rupabhas. Any other questions?
Offering you, offering you, hoping you are a Christian. quietly and used to meditate that my Buddha comes there. And it seems of him, and because of his thoughts in the gym, and because I'm so in love.